So let's stick with that theme of education as we prepare for the Basic Education Minister, Angie Motshekga, to speak in just a short while. As I was saying, she's expected to brief the nation on the department's plan for schools to reopen and how the year can still be salvaged. And this briefing was initially set down for yesterday. The department announced it last week. But these constant postponements don't seem to be inspiring confidence in the department or in many people who are watching them and waiting to hear from the Basic Education Minister. I want to speak to Mogoena Maluleke, who's the General Secretary at SADTU at this point. And Mr. Maluleke, thank you very much for joining us. It's good to have you on the program. I just want to ask you, how optimistic are you about the plan that the Basic Education Minister has been working on?
Let me thank you for your time and greet the listeners. From where we are as an organization, 2 weeks ago when we saw the report that was presented to us, it was really not convincing and it was not assuring. We're hoping that tonight the minister will be presenting something that is concrete and solid, that there will be an integrated plan to deal with safety and the health of our students as well as our teachers. It's very difficult for me to then say I am 100% optimistic, given the fact that the provinces are competing among themselves instead of really focusing on the most important issues of safety and issues of making sure that there are the requirements that are required, like water and ablution facilities that are there on an emergency basis. So for that reason only, I believe that I'm not optimistic that we have reached the necessary concrete plan that we would have hoped for, as she will be presenting her report this evening.
Look, it's not fair for me to ask you what the draft you saw a couple of weeks ago looked like, but I can ask you about your contributions to it. What would you like to see happen, Mr. Maluleke?
What we want to see happening is that all the provinces should really work within the framework that has been drafted or agreed at the national level, because which is the minimum requirement for each and every school, that there is no confusion in terms of how they are communicating around the issues of safety, because issues of safety cause serious anxiety from the parent side, from the teacher side as workers, and from the learner side. So if they are not being assured, we're going to have a problem around those particular issues. So what we want to see is that the provinces must be able to be honest with the country and say we are at this level and we are not being at this level, and therefore we are going to require more time to do the following things. We'll start by this. So we would want to see a really practical plan and not something that is really confusing. That's what we want to see. We want to see issues of safety being categorized and being prioritized. Would want to see issues of social distancing in terms of the number of learners that will be at the school to be clarified, and then so that can really assure the parents. If the parents have got to send their children, they need to be sure that their children are going to be safe. And that's what we want to see. It's very reasonable, it's very sensible that you need to care about the safety of everyone. Of course, we also have to take safety seriously as individual employees. It's our responsibility, so it's a core responsibility.
Mr. Maluleke, you touched on this already, but I want to come back to this point because it's an important one. You've spoken about the delivery of personal protective equipment that's required for children and teachers and anyone working on the school grounds, in fact, the sanitization of classrooms, the provision of masks for particular schools. We're talking about a department here that failed to deliver textbooks to one province. My worry, personally, is that the Basic Education Minister is not going to be able to mobilize the resources required to ensure that every child who needs a mask or access to sanitation or access to a sanitized environment is going to get that, and their safety will be compromised as a result. Is this a concern for you as well, or has the intervention of national government meant that these PPEs will likely be delivered on time and the schools will be effectively sanitized?
It's our concern as well as an organization that really, when we were saying to the minister, you need to give yourself enough time to think through these things, to also look at the date at which you want the learners to be coming, whether it's reasonable or not reasonable, based on what you have. The resources that you have, are they assuring you that you will be at this particular level of assurance, green in terms of the ticking of the boxes, or you'll be at yellow and so forth? So we are concerned as well. The problem in the country is that there is no injection of money from the national to assist these particular struggling provinces. In other words, the national is saying, let's perpetuate the inequalities that have always been there. We're seeing that the government has really brought a stimulus package to help the struggling families. It's very important. But it is not doing the same with education, because how do you separate education from the economy? Because the education will determine the type of economy that you're going to have. If you're going to have highly skilled people, highly educated people, you're going to continuously not be able to grow the economy at the rate at which you would have loved to grow. So there is no injection. What we are seeing now is that the provinces are cutting on the budget that they have had to fund other projects, but not education. And that is a concern for us. So clearly it is that we're being assured of late, they say, the Department of Health will then forfeit some of their staff that were there, which are in extra, and give them to education. And when education receives their own deliveries, will then be able to give back what has been loaned to them by the Department of Health in terms of the issues of masks and sanitizers and so forth. So that is what we are being told. We would want to see if it is going to happen. However, we are concerned, as much as everybody is concerned, that we would have loved to see education as being part of the priority in terms of a stimulus package that would have already addressed this particular safety issues, because we don't want schools to be epicenters at the end of the day, because that's where density is. That's where many people are going to find themselves in. And therefore, at least the minimum safety, minimum health precautions are very important for that. So yes, we are waiting to hear what the minister can say. I cannot speculate on whether things have changed since last week in terms of the department or the treasury having changed its mind to really afford an appropriation of funds to these particular provinces.
Thank you very much for speaking to us this evening, and I really hope that your hopes are going to be realised, because they're really the hopes of most South Africans, particularly parents, in regard to what is going to happen with our children as the schools reopen. Mokoena Maluleke, he's the SADTU General Secretary.